Australian researchers say they've achieved what could be one of the biggest breakthroughs in asbestos-related cancer treatment in a decade. Scientists have used Australian-designed nanocells to almost entirely rid a man of mesothelioma, one of the most difficult cancers to treat. But researchers caution that it's still early days. Alison Branley reports.
Bradley Selman remembers the asbestos that gave him cancer.
As an apprentice plumber, I worked on a lot of fibro houses. Every day I was cutting the sheets and there was always asbestos dust everywhere.
Decades later, he was diagnosed with mesothelioma.
I was devastated because I knew there was no cure.
Like so many others with the illness, chemotherapy eventually stopped working and tumours took over his right lung. He signed up to a clinical trial at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse Centre, where researchers are using tiny genes called microRNA to inhibit the growth of tumours. But his response to the treatment shocked even his oncologist, Dr. Stephen Cow.
After 8 weeks, much to his and my surprise, he had this quite amazing response where a lot of his cancer cannot be seen on his CT scan.
Mr. Selman's remarkable reaction to the treatment has been detailed today in an American medical journal. Up to 600 people are diagnosed with mesothelioma each year, a legacy of Australia's love affair with deadly asbestos sheeting. It's one of the hardest cancers to treat. There are few therapies available, and patients often don't survive long. Dr. Cannell says they don't know how long Mr. Selman's treatment will work, or in how many people.
So I will be cautious about the finding here, given that this is very early days. We have only dosed 10 patients so far, and we need to treat more patients to get a full idea of just how effective it is. Hopefully this case would provide some hope for some of the mesothelioma patients.
Scientist Associate Professor Glenn Reid pioneered the treatment. He says the genes get to the mesothelioma using nanocells.
So a nanocell is a delivery vehicle, so you can package basically anything in there that you would like, a chemotherapy drug or, in our case, a mini gene, and then it's injected into the body.
For Mr. Selman, the treatment means he can go bushwalking with his wife without losing his breath.
I feel very lucky because I realise, you know, other people may not be so lucky.
Mesothelioma patient Bradley Selman, ending that report by Alison Branley.